Mr. President.
Hello, Lewis.
This week we learned that the organizers of South by Southwest were canceling panels, which would have addressed what's come to be known
very cowardly.
Gamergate. Yeah,
yeah, very cowardly on their part. But they've made up for it, you know, but only because everybody yelled at them.
Yeah, they caved following threats of violence. It's a sad turn of events. It's not the first time that discussions about Gamergate have been canceled for the same reason. And the fact that it's so difficult to have free, frank, and open debate on these issues because of threats made by bullies and cowards is really a sad commentary on the state of the digital world.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Lewis.
So what, based on your experience and as president of the Internet, what do you think the solution is? Oh, where do we go?
It's challenging. You know, we call them the Internet phrase is trolls. Gamergate came about really because some hardcore self-identified hardcore gamers decided that anybody in any way talking about gaming, you know, or changing gaming was the enemy, especially if it was a woman, if she was a woman. And of course, they've harassed. Who knows who they are? And this is why this happens, by the way. Some people have harassed some very people like Brianna Wu and Anita Sarkeesian, well-known, outspoken women, simply for being outspoken women. They chiefly harass them through Twitter because Twitter has become a cesspool. And I'll tell you why. They can be anonymous on Twitter, and all of this kind of trolling and harassment requires anonymity. If people were in person, if you knew who they were, they sure as heck wouldn't talk like that.
That's right.
That's my opinion. But now there is a reason, and this is why it's challenging. So you might say, well, good, no more anonymity, and that solves it. But there's a good reason for anonymity as well, because it does give people the freedom to speak. And there are instances where it's important that people be able to speak without consequence. Unfortunately, it's misused. And I don't think it's a large number of people. And this is very important. Because they're anonymous, it's easy for one person to create what we call sock puppets, which are fake identities, and appear to be hundreds. And so it could very well be that the really most evil Gamergaters, and some of them, by the way, have come out and have been identified and don't care what people think. You know, the law is if you don't threaten violence or put somebody in fear of their safety, we live in a country where free speech, you know, the government is not allowed to arrest people for speaking their mind. And so these trolls are very clever. They make sure they don't, cross the line when they're in public. When they're private, they absolutely cross the line. You know, when they're anonymous, they some of these people, Brianna Wu had to flee her house because of threats. So what happened was there were going to be two panels at South by Southwest, which is a wonderful industry concert. It happens in the spring in Austin. It's just a party. It's fabulous. The feelings are great. People learn. And they were going to do a couple of panels, not directly associated with harassment, but because they are the subject of, you know, some of the panelists were subjects of harassment. The Gamergate people threatened violence. They said, by the way, these guys are cowards. They threaten violence. It's easy for them to do that. They do. These are all fake threats. You know, it's easy if you're anonymous to make a bomb threat or to call the SWAT teams out. It's called swatting. And they do that routinely because they're anonymous. If we knew who they were, they'd be in jail at this point because those things are felonies. So anonymity and the Internet breeds it. And unfortunately, Twitter fosters it in ways that Facebook and Google Plus do not. It's a big debate this week over Facebook's real names policy. This is why Facebook decided we're going to try to really as best we can enforce real names. But there are people on Facebook who say, but wait a minute, I don't want to use my real name. Transsexuals in particular, a lot of them say, I want to use my chosen name. And Facebook's kind of bent a little bit to that, say, well, the name you're widely known as is okay. It doesn't have to be the name on your birth certificate. And that's helped a lot for a lot of transgender folks. They actually have backed down a little bit. They're going to change their real name policy, they've said.
I think it's particularly important for women on Facebook who have been the subject of spousal abuse or...
There's good reasons for... Exactly. There's good reasons for anonymity. But as, you know, many women, including my wife, will tell you, being a woman on the internet these days is not a pleasant thing.
I wonder what would happen if all the talented women who not only lend their voices but help create these games were to go on strike in protest en masse.
Yeah. Then, you know, unfortunately, they're a small minority, and probably the Gamergate people would celebrate a victory, right?
Yeah.
They'd say, hey, we won. We got them out of the biz. Yeah. You know, Lewis, you ask a really great and important question, and it, of course, was wrong of South by Southwest to cave. They canceled both those panels and said, too dangerous. We're not going to do them. And I think they heard such outcry. They've now announced a day-long kind of a forum in which many, many more voices will be heard. A lot of people have been invited from big tech companies. I think this is going to be an important discussion in the spring. In fact, it makes me want to go down to Austin for that alone.